Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. And today we're going to look at Genesis chapter 21. And as usual, let's start off with a word of prayer. Mighty love, God, and thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision, and thank you for always being there, and thank you for guiding us and always protecting us and being with us one way or another. Father, I want to put our dreams and all our aspirations into your hands. May you forgive us where we offended you, where we have gone wrong, all those who are sick and all those who are in dying times. Father, may you console them and may you give them a reason to smile. For the greater glory of your kingdom, we pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. So today we're going to look at Genesis chapter 21, basically the story about the birth of Isaac. So as usual, let's get back to reading. Birth of Isaac. Now the Lord was so gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at that very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in this old age. Hagar and Ishmael sent away. The child grew and was weaned. And on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking. And she said to Abraham, get rid of a slave woman and her son, for the woman's son will never share inheritance with my son Isaac. The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, do not be so distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it's through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the slave into a nation because he is your offspring. The next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He sent them on her shoulders and then he set her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the pack was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat about bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the baby die. And as she sat there, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said, what is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the little boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy to drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. The Treaty of Beersheba. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, say to Abraham, God is with you in everything you do. Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me or my children or my descendants. Show to me the country where you now reside as a foreigner, the same kindness I have shown to you. Abraham said, I swear. Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized. But Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this. You did not tell me, and I heard about it only today. So Abraham bought sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech. And the two men made a treaty. Abraham set apart 7 ewe lambs from the flock, and Abimelech asked Abraham, What is the meaning of these seven ewe lambs that you have set apart by themselves? He replied, Accept these seven lambs from my hand as a witness that I dug this well. So the place was called Beersheba, because the two men swore an oath there. After the treaty had been made at Beersheba, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, returned the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines for a long time. Wow. So this is the end of today's wonder chapter. So what message do we get from today's wonder chapter? Just from the first verse, really had me. It says, now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Wow, what a day to, what a verse to start off your morning with today. It just shows that whatever the Lord promises, he is going to deliver. And that whatever he says comes to pass. As he had said, exactly. Amen. Like, it still gets me. As he had said, meaning it came exactly as he had said. Not even 99%, not even 99.9%. It came at 100%. And you can remember how Sarah was very, how can we say, in disbelief, doubtful. But the Lord came through. The Lord came through for her and showed her and let her give birth to a bouncing baby boy. And when you go into verse 2, what does verse 2 tell us? Verse 2 says, Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. At that time, at that very time, God had promised. Amen? At that very time. Like, mark the keyword. At that very time, God had promised. What does this tell us? At that very time, God had promised. This tells us to continue to trust the process. Because when God tells you it's going to happen at a point A, B, C, whether what or what, come rain or thunder or lightning, it's going to happen like that. Why? Because the Lord has said it, period. As you with your keyboard. Trust God's timing. And the Bible is telling us at that very time, and Abraham was in his old age, so meaning he had waited for some time. It took him some time. But that did not stop God from fulfilling what he had promised. And if we read through today's message, if you continue to verse 18, when Hagar and Ishmael had been sent to the desert, verse 13, I will make the son of the slave into a nation also, because he is your offspring. The son of a servant into a nation. Amen. Like, just take a moment and sip that through. Let that enter. A son of a slave into a nation. Today, God does not care about your background. He does not care about where you're coming from. He does not care that you were once a thief. He does not care that you were once a prostitute. He does not care that you are poor. He does not care that your father is a a president. He does not care that your father is a minister. He does not care that your father is a farmer. He does not care. He does not care that you're the only person in your village who has gone to school. He does not care that you're the only person in your school who doesn't speak English. He does not. He will use you. He will make you a nation. What does that tell you? He will raise you up. Amen? Because once you're on team Jesus Christ, once you're on the Lord's team, it's all about being raising up. It's all about climbing. That's it, man. That's the team. That's the Lord that we serve. That's where we are. So why? Why do you have to care about your background? The past is in the past. The Lord is not like a human being who will be like, but that boy used to steal. But that girl, she was a prostitute. Once you put something in your past, the Lord will put it there and He will never come back. He will never judge you. He will put you where He wants you to be. And if we continue to verse 17, God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there." Amen. The Lord is hearing you cry. The Lord is seeing the tears that you're going through. The Lord is seeing whatever situation that you're going through. The Lord is there. He's watching. He's listening. And Ishmael, at this point, he was there alone. Because remember, his mother had left him there alone. It's okay. You may not have anyone to lean on at this moment. You may feel like you're alone. But even at that state of being alone, God is hearing you. God got you. God is seeing you. And what does that? Do not be afraid. Do not worry. In that difficult situation that you are in, do not be afraid. That's why verse 17 today is my favorite verse of today's wonder chapter. And verse 19. Then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. The Lord can open your eyes and show you that well. Can show you the well of a solution of all your problems. The well of financial breakthroughs. The well of inner peace. The well of healing. The well of prosperity. Name the well. He can open your eyes. You might be in a desert of crisis right now. You might be in a desert of sicknesses. You might be in a desert of, I don't know, whatever desert you're in, desert of financial problems. But the God will open your eyes and will show you a well. You will go there and fetch water. And lastly for today, if you look at verse 22, at that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham, "God is with you in everything that you do." God is with you, you descendant of Abraham. God is with you in everything that you do and in every situation that you're in. God is with you. Have that at heart. Have that at mind. Never forget that. Never. You will be shocked when you find yourself finishing, coming through the storm stronger than you went in. Because the Lord is with you. Because He loves you. Because He's willing to listen. He's willing to spare time. Why? Because you are His. So never feel afraid. Never be. Even if they tell you you're alone, you're not alone. Even if physically you're alone, but spiritually, the Lord is there with you and He's listening and He's watching you. Get some time and read Genesis chapter 21. Set, internalize it. What do you understand? The Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. That is what I will always tell you. And tell us what you learn. We love to hear from you. You can write us an email, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or you can send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan, and we shall surely get it. Almighty Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for this beautiful day that you're going to us. I want to thank you for the word that we have shared, Almighty loving King of Kings. I want to pray that as we're in a desert of our problems, as we're in a desert of this situation, as we're in a desert of every possible thing that we're going through right now, Father, may you open our eyes just like you opened Hagar's eyes, and may you show us that will, Father. May you show us that will that has a solution to all our problems, and may you continue being with us as you promised and as you have said. We always believe and trust in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.